Triple M right across the coast. It is Strawny for Brekkie on our favourite day of the week. Good morning, everybody. That was the late, great Murray Happ and the Strawny Breakfast Show singers led by the great Tony Verhoeven there. And it is for Friday, the 25th day of January. Yeah. Hope you had a good day yesterday. Certainly very warm, and particularly for the people of South Australia. You couldn't believe the temperatures. Just amazing. And again today, it is going to be stinking hot in that area, and our thoughts are with the people from Tasmania. Gee, I was lucky enough to be there a couple of weeks ago. It is such a beautiful place, but it was so dry then, and there were bushfires that they were worried about, and a couple of those have just kept going. And our thoughts are with the firefighters and people that are in the line of those fires again today. Goodness. High fire danger current for the mid-north coast today, mostly sunny, and around 25 to 35. It was beautiful in the latter part of the afternoon. Was out on the water and just magnificent. The wind had dropped. It was beautiful. The coastal waters are going to see the north to northeasters blowing again today, apparently. They don't always get this right. I know Hutto told me earlier on in the week, I was saying, reading the forecast, the winds were going to go to 30 knots. He said it won't happen, and it didn't. So I'll read out what they say, but we'll talk to the great man at 6:30, what he thinks of the maps and what will happen today. Yes, major news stories of the day. Now, this has been on the menu for a couple of days, but China has now confirmed Yang Huan, the Australian man, Hengjin, the Australian man, is being detained in China for, quote, endangering state security. You'll hear more about that today. Locally in the Hastings, community leaders have remembered the late Father Leo Donnelly as a great visionary and a leader in the community. Father Donnelly devoted nearly five decades as parish priest at St. Agnes Parish in Port from 1970. The 91-year-old passed away on Wednesday evening. He was such a clever bloke. And I think the State Cup of touch footy wouldn't be a bad idea if they call it the Father Donnelly, the Leo Donnelly Cup, for what he did for them. Boy, he was a clever man and a very compassionate man. I know people that went through a lot of hardship, and Father Donnelly was there to get them through it, and they're forever grateful for what he did. And yeah, it was just a very sad day, but he had a good innings and he did so much for the community. New South Wales Police are encouraging locals and visitors to celebrate safely ahead of the national holiday. And in sport, in the tennis, the men's, it'll be the Joker versus Poi today, and the winner to face Nadal in the final. The Frenchman up against the Joker. It's going to be a great game. Now, in the women's, the final will see Osaka up against Kvitova. And in the cricket, the Big Bash, the Scorchers went down to the Thunder last night by 6 wickets. Locally in sport, huge day in racing today. The $60,000 Panthers Port Macquarie Queen of the North will be run this afternoon over 1,200 metres. The race for fillies and mares sees a field of 12 face a starter at 4:55 with the Johnny Sprague trained Shelley Beach Road. The top weight was 62.5 kilos. The track is currently a good four. Also at the weekend, lots of T20 grand finals. We'll talk more about that later in the correct. On the show today, plenty happening, including we'll have the Wormer sitting in for Bluey with the fishing best bet for today. After 7, we'll be looking at Ripper Australia Day events too, something a little bit different. We know all the ceremonies that are going to be on and the breakfasts and the lunch and the dinners, etc. But what about something quirky? I do know through a bit of my research at Southwest Rocks at the Country Club, they're going to have the thong throw there. Also, pie eating at Port City Bowling Club, my great sponsors. They have the Australia versus the World Bowls comp on tomorrow. That'll be interesting. They have a pie eating contest there. The TPT, Attacking Point Tavern, have a best dressed bogan competition. And in Laurieton at the LUSC, they've got gumboot tossing. You got any more events? I'd like to hear from you. 13, 27, 10. We'll make a list up of quirky events for the weekend. Also on the way, John Michael Hollywoodhausen looking at all the latest entertainment goss. And today he's going to spend a fair bit of time just talking about an Oscar roundup. We normally just brush across it quickly. He'll go into more detail about the Oscars. Also, your last chance this week to pick up $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Alicia Keys, Virginia Woolf and Kay Cotty. Access all areas. Who would you like to see? Only Triple M can get you there. Beside the stage to see Nickelback. Also, backstage tour to go and see the Red Hot Chili Peppers or to see Kiss on their final world tour. And you also get the merchandise pack as well. Yeah. Access all areas. Only Triple M club members can win. Also coming up, Christy with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Thank God it's...
Triple M and Cactus coming up before 5.30. That is Di Ross and the Supremes. You can't hurry, love, at quarter past 5, 13, 27, 10. Phil, a 5 to 6 clubber extraordinaire for a long time now at work or on the way to work. G'day, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Self?
That's good, buddy. He's in Port Macquarie, and as far as the club he's involved with, you're going to be at Wauchope tomorrow. The Hastings Auto Restorers and the Old Holdens are all going to be there?
That's it, yeah. Old Holdens and the Yesteryear Truck and Machinery Club. And also Farmers Market are up there as well from 8 o'clock to 1:30.
Yeah, that's on tomorrow at the Wauchope Showground, where it's going to be about 38 degrees, Phil. You got a tent or something you can put over the great...
I'm going to make a big display of my mum's old clothes and old washing machines and the old scrubber. So I've got mum's old corsets and old bits and pieces I'm going to hang up, so they'll probably dry tomorrow.
They'll dry very quickly at about 38 degrees in Wauchope, Phil.
Yeah.
Jeez, good.
All right.
And Phil, so for people that are just listening now, of the people you've got in the club, what are a couple of the really great vehicles they probably should check out and they'll see there tomorrow?
Oh, there's a range of all sorts of cars. There's Holdens and Fords, and depends what comes because the weather is, the people are sort of getting up over there a little bit, and if it's too hot, they won't come out. But I hope they do come out. But normally we have about 30 to 40 cars, different cars up there, and hot rods and old vintage stuff and all that sort of things. And my old FJ, which I've had for 37 years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good on you, Phil. All right, mate. Well, take a big wide-brim hat. That's the tip I'll give you.
Yeah. I've got a cork one with the old corks on it.
Oh, good. We'll get that one out tomorrow. Good on you, Phil.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Wauchope Showground tomorrow. It's going to be a beauty.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
In the Sydney Morning Herald today, their top story is Warren Mundine denies hitting ex-wife after marriage breakdown. Warren Mundine's first wife, Jennifer, has claimed the aspiring Liberal MP was physically violent after the couple's marriage breakdown in the 1980s, accusing him of hitting her on one occasion. In the Australian, their lead story today is heat stress, power crisis hits home. The electricity system operator has had to tap its emergency powers to avoid blackouts as failed generators stretch the grid. And in the Telegraph today, the lead story is homeless beggars light up and drink at Sydney's QVB. Some residents of Sydney's QVB shantytown are thumbing their noses at authorities and openly smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol in the prestigious shopping strip. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. It's 18 past five.
How green was my cactus? Ew. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Hey, waiter. Another whole roast bison, please. There's still a button left on my shirt.
Mining magnate Clive Palmerson had breakfast at Cactus Island's amazing billionaire club. The only building in the world with an indoor polo field.
I tell you, Clive, we've got to stop this stupid climate change conspiracy or else our coal mines will go out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Billionaire inheritrix Cruella de Creusot looked up from her plans to mine the poor for their organs. Open cut mining, of course.
I mean, blaming coal for global warming is like blaming food for farts. It's true, but we'd die without it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hey. nice keg of Dom Perignon you got there. You wouldn't want anything to happen to it, would you?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, no, it's the Green Party godfather, Richard Corleone.
Well, how did you get past security?
Oh, the usual method. I made the security guards an offer they couldn't refuse. Lots of bubble wrap to pop.
You should be ashamed of yourself. The conspiracy between you greenies and scientists to beat up this global warming crap is costing us struggling coal miners money.
Yeah, yeah. As a great man once said, coal is good for humanity. Coal's the future.
That was no great man. That was Tony Abbott.
Oh, yeah, the suppository of all wisdom. Sorry.
Shut up and listen. I'm going to whack every coal mine in this country and bring in renewable energy, capiche?
And how will you do that?
By making you an offer you can't refuse. Close down all your coal mines, or else I'll menace you with a horse's head in your bed.
Hey? Oh, I'm used to that. I never eat the head. I leave that and the bones for my maid.
And my kids try to intimidate me with horses' heads in my bed all the time. Greedy little spunters.
Yes, yeah, so rack off, you kook.
Yeah, go hug a tree.
Oh, what's the use? Who was it who said, it's not easy being green? Oh, yeah, it was a frog. And look what's happening to them. Santa Maria.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yes, and the Fishing Best Bet is, of course, to remember to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Here is the Wormer sitting in for Bluey Waters. I can hardly see you, Wormer. Are you there in the fog? Over.
Oh, you're there, yes. We're showing up here just now.
Good on you, buddy. How did we go yesterday? Yeah, how did we go yesterday? That northerly wind didn't get up to any great heights, which was great. Did we get any fish?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad yesterday. There's still just some nice pan-sized whiting and brim and flathead around with a few tailor thrown in. There's a lot of bait fish on the scene. So there's a little bit of bigger stuff chasing the bait fish, so... Yeah, we didn't do too bad altogether.
All right, today a little bit different, Wormer. That they're saying that northerly's really going to blow again. A little bit of cloud cover, and as you say, when it's foggy like this, it normally means it's going to be a beautiful day. What's going to be your best bet today, given we've got that rising tide up until 1 o'clock this afternoon?
I think this morning, before that wind gets up, have a look at the northern end of the beaches, our beaches and stuff. Take a few worms. Got to push the worms. And try for some of those nice whiting. The whiting should be in peak form at the moment.
All right. Whiting on worms. Fantastic. Good stuff. Good stuff. All righty. Thank you for that, Wormer. So good luck to all our fishermen at the weekend. Apparently hot and up to 38 tomorrow. Pretty much the same for Sunday. And, yeah, we'll have to be on our metal. And make sure after your story yesterday we cover our bucket if we're on the beach in particular.
And yes... And cover yourself as well. Plenty of cover over you, because otherwise you'll be burnt and it's not good.
No, that's for sure. 38 degrees. And I think in some parts of South Australia they got to 45 plus yesterday. So, yeah, be careful, everybody. Now, here it is. The Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet. What have you got for us, Wormer? I know he's rung you with this.
He's talking to the Sixers ladies tomorrow. Easy win.
Easy win by the Sixers in the Big Bash. Okay.
And he has a double-O best bet too, you tell me.
Yes.
He's been in touch with you.
He's been in touch with me. How about this one?
The Bluey Waters bottle-O best bet.
At the Bottler... Right, the Bottler Bottle Shop, your local liquor specialist. At Cooper's Pale Ale, the green cartons are on special for $49.99. But the thing is, Wormer, at that price, they're throwing in a long neck of the sparkling. Oh! What do you think of that, Wormer? That'd sort of bring a tear to a glass eye, I think, wouldn't it?
It would. You can tell he's on holiday. He's got time to look around.
For sure. All right, buddy, just repeating for the Fishing Best Bet today, you're heading out to the beach.
With some worms on the northern end for some nice whiting.
Thank you, Wormer.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Mostly sunny and a top of 30 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Tributes are flowing for former St Agnes Catholic parish priest Father Leo Donnelly, who's passed away. He's been described as a gentleman and someone who'll be remembered as a distinguished community leader. Current parish priest Paul Gooley says it's a great loss to the Hastings.
Over the 50-odd years that he's been serving the community, not only our parish community but the wider community, he always, when he saw a need or someone brought a need to him, he would try and respond.
Celebrations across the mid-north coast set for Australia Day. In the Port Hastings, citizenship ceremonies will be held at 8 a.m. on North Brother Mountain, 11 a.m. at Wallhope Showground Hall and 3 p.m. at the Port Macquarie Town Green. In Kempsyshire Council area, celebrations today at the Slim Dusty Centre from 5 p.m. Awards and citizenships also up for grabs. Council's General Manager Craig Milburn says they're particularly pleased with their ambassador.
Absolutely thrilled to have Diana Ryle AM to be our ambassador for Australia Day. To have her here in the Shire and speaking at our awards and citizenship ceremony and speaking out at Crescent Head is a great opportunity for our community to hear one of our real inspirational women leaders.
More than 260 medical graduates starting their hospital ward rounds this week in regional New South Wales, the largest number ever. Some of those coming locally. For the Mid-North Coast Local Health District, 16 allocated to Port Macquarie Base Hospital, and to the north, 19 for the Coffs Harbour Health Campus. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the new crop of interns is the next generation of talented professionals at the front line of the healthcare system. During their first year, the graduates will complete compulsory terms in medicine, surgery and emergency. And Mid-North Coast Police have started Operation Safe Return, a high-visibility police presence and double demerits long weekend. Now to sport. As we draw closer to the start of the 2019 Mid-North Coast rugby season, the draw has been released. The Upper Mid-North Coast competition will be starting on the 6th of April. In round one, it'll be the Coffs Harbour Snappers playing host to Hastings Valley Vikings, Port Macquarie Pirates up against the Southern Cross University Marlins, and Kempsey Cannonballs with the bye in the firsts, and Bowraville Goannas in both the women's and reserve comps. Only five teams will contest the top grade competition, with Wauchope heading to the south and Grafton heading up north. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. Looks like a great little morning to surf. We do have a light nor'westerly wind blowing, and that'll produce lovely conditions in those protected northern corners and most of our open beaches. With the swellers out of the southeast, open beaches are attracting a fair bit of wave size. Actually, wave size only around that 3 foot on the open beaches, but poor old southern corners are missing out on most of the wave action. Southern corners do have smaller waves around that 1 to 1.5 feet. We do have a low tide around 6:30 this morning, so as that tide starts to come in, and high tide is around 1 o'clock this afternoon, those waves should pick up, but those northern corners should be best all day. And now for the surf of this weekend. Looks like Saturday and Sunday looks fairly strong with strong northeasterly winds. The gusts will be reaching up to around 40 to 45 kilometres an hour late Saturday afternoon. But those northern corners will be the pick of the weekend for Saturday and Sunday. The swell will start out on Saturday around the east, then turn northeast later in the afternoon. Wave size should be around that 3 to 4 feet. Sunday will be a similar day. Wind will be out of the north to northeast early. Then that swell will be out of the northeast. Wave size should pick up to around that 4 to 5 feet mark. Monday's looking the best of the whole long weekend. The wind will be lighter. It'll be out of the northwest early, so those open beaches and northern corners have some nice conditions. The swell will be out of the northeast again. Wave size will be around that 3 to 4 feet mark. And the water temperature has improved. It's around 20 to 21 degrees.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
He's an excited Lee Jollo because the weekend's coming up. He's got friends visiting. And, yes, it is going to be a big weekend. Everybody looking forward to tomorrow. It's strange being on a Saturday, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit strange because normally, we're used to having the holiday and during the weekday or something like that, but it's not so bad, is it? It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I wouldn't say cool at 38 degrees tomorrow, Lee.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Now, go down to the beach.
Exactly. Now, what are the papers saying today?
Yeah, mate, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, High Street, City's Homeless Beggars Back at QVB Bonging On. Vagrants in the homeless camp outside the CBD's most prestigious shopping strip are now smashing beers and sucking bongs in broad daylight. When asked what substance he was smoking in pictures snapped outside the QVB yesterday, Jack Leaf said, probably marijuana. As well as that, risking life for pill thrill, a 20-year-old woman who openly admits to taking multiple doses of MDMA at music festivals says the drug produced the best days of her life, and nothing, not even five overdose deaths in as many months, will change her mind about taking more. That's as the government considers what it's going to do surrounding pill testing. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, Mundine denies hitting ex-wife. Warren Mundine's first wife, Jennifer, has claimed the aspiring Liberal MP was physically violent after the couple's marriage broke down in the 1980s, accusing him of hitting her on one occasion. And Liberal MP blasts spying charges. Prominent Liberal MP Andrew Hastie has accused Beijing of seeking to coerce the Chinese disparate foreign government, by detaining Huang Zhenhuang, issuing the declaration, as Mr. Yang's lawyer said the Australian citizen was facing espionage charges.
Gee, what do you reckon's harder to pronounce, that bloke's name or a Polish or Russian tennis player's
Don't
name?
Get me started. Oh, some of them are not too bad. Once you learn them, it's okay. But, it's a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, it is a nightmare. Locally with you, Lee, too, very sad. We lost an absolute legend on the Mid-North Coast yesterday, someone respected by the whole community.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Former St. Agnes Catholic parish priest Father Leo Donnelly, affectionately known as Father D, he's passed away. He's said to be missed by much of the community, leaving a lasting legacy in local education, employment, aged care and homelessness services as well. He died at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney from a stroke after being admitted to tackle an infection. He was 91. I talked to current parish priest Father Paul Gooley yesterday. He says that Father D has had a big hand in making Port Macquarie what it is today.
Good on you, Lee. Further details coming up with that. Marina with the traffic for us shortly, then we'll go to the newsroom here at Triple M. Triple M from the best address in Australia, the Mid-North Coast, and Survivor there, the Eye of the Tiger. It is 10 past 7. Stinking hot today, but even hotter tomorrow, up to 38 degrees, Australia Day. Lots of celebrations. And we're looking for quirky events at your place, at your town, at your suburb, at your club. 13:27:10, we go to Jed. And Jed, the Warhope Blues have got something interesting on tomorrow, other than the usual barbecue, etc. What's happening at the Hastings Hotel?
Yeah, that's it, Strawny. We're actually doing our inaugural crab races down at the Hastings Hotel. we've got some iconic locals that'll be holding us to the crab races.
Fantastic. Now, you're going to do a Calcutta, obviously, and sell the crabs off. Are you naming them after, like, iconic Warhopians or footy players, or how's it going to work, Jed?
Bit of a mix. We've got some iconic past footy players and current footy players, and also just some local Hastings Hotel staunch drinkers.
Okay, all right. Now, we had one of these years ago, and we only just used the normal little blue crabs, and I think we had to ended up using something like whiteout to actually put the numbers on them. Are you using mud crabs or the little crabs?
Yeah, no, we're going all out, Strawny. We've had people for the past few days using the mud crabs.
Oh, beautiful!
Out, so yeah. I won't be the crab handler, bud, I can tell you that much. Okay.
All right. Now, what time does the crab races with the fair dinkum, the muddies, what time does this get underway at the Hastings Hotel?
1 o'clock we'll be kicking it off, and we'll have races every hour until about 6.
Can I tell you something, Jed? Years ago, Donnie Barton and I did an outside broadcast for the opening of the Tacking Point Tavern, and we had crab races there, and there were muddies there. One got away, and you've never seen people, like, diving for cover, getting up on chairs, trying to get away. And it's also where we said that Don Barton was going to walk naked through the bar, and what we did is we had a tiny little terrier with a sign on his back, naked, and Donnie walked it through the bar. And it was one of the funniest days, but when the crabs got away, I could tell you, Jed, make sure your crab handler knows what he's doing, because there'll be chaos there at the Hastings Hotel tomorrow if you don't catch them all.
Yeah, there will be. I won't be putting my hand up to catch it, I can tell you that.
All right, good on you, buddy. Crab races just, with the buddies.
I've just got the tip too. Dingo's got my schooner in the last.
A dingo's got my schooner in the last. All right, thank you for that, Jed. Races on today. I like the sound of that. Now, also, Jenny from The Rocks tells me, Strawny, just listening to you talk about unusual events, the country club tomorrow have got thong throwing and pie eating. And my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, I know they've got Australia versus the World Bowls Classic on tomorrow. That should be quite interesting. And also some pie eating there as well. And at the TPT, Eric tells me, Strawny, tacking point tomorrow, we have the best dressed bogan. The best dressed bogan. Well, there you go. Iconic events around the mid-north coast. Australia Day tomorrow. We will be into that, yes. The boys tomorrow, Caleb and Pommy Rich, will also be talking about unusual events around the mid-north coast. It's Triple M.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, it's on Sunday, one of the biggest shows we've seen on the Mid-North Coast for a long time, Under the Southern Stars, Sunday at Westport Park in Port Macquarie. Now, the Guff. Gates open at midday. Scott Darlow's on at 12:45. The Getaway Plan at 1:45. British India at 2:45. The Super Jesus at 3:55. Eskimo Joe at 5:25. UMI at 6:55. And the main event, the Hoodoo Gurus at 8:25. Now, there's no BYO, although it's going to be hot. No umbrellas, no shade structures or tents. But there will be plenty of food and drink for you there. Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus. We love Dave. Here he is talking about the original lineup of one of Australia's most loved bands.
We're called Le Hoodoo Gurus, and we just happened to form without a bass guitarist. You know, we thought three guitars was enough, and you know, none of us were particularly interested in playing bass, so we just decided that will do. Slightly taking a cue off the Cramps and the B-52s at the time. They didn't have bass guitarists and didn't seem to bother them, so we kind of thought they gave us permission.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen for Majestic Cinemas Port Macquarie, then Buckerheads and Sawtelle.
Yeah, here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
The Oscars, John Michael, lots of films up for consideration. Tell us about a couple of your favourites.
Well, I have 8 films nominated. I'll just run through the list because I'm sure they're going to come to your wonderful cinema in Port Macquarie sooner than later. Well, Black Panther, a film that had the first black action hero that's been nominated. Black Klansman, a film by Spike Jones about a black guy, unlikely story, joining the Ku Klux Klan. Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Freddie Mercury and Queen. The Favourite, a story about Queen Anne of England and her relationship with two young women. The Favourite, Green Book, a story about a New York bouncer who looks after a black pianist when they do a tour of the Deep South in the segregationist 1950s. Roma, a Mexican movie, which is winning awards everywhere. It's also been nominated for Best Foreign Language Movie. But I'll just say that four out of the last five Oscar-winning directors were Mexican. So Mexicans are certainly producing great films. A Star Is Born, of course, a remake of a remake of a remake with director Bradley Cooper, starring Bradley Cooper, and also Lady Gaga. And finally, Vice. Nothing to do with Vice, means Vice President. The story of the American Vice President, I didn't like it. I think Christian Bale has a chance of winning, but it's about Dick Cheney, who I didn't know actually started work as a linesman, you know, on power poles. I thought he'd been born to great wealth, but it turns out he was a bloke worked on power poles. Now, my tips are, I would love to see Green Book win. I thought Green Book was a film I discovered, and I thought, what a great little movie. Viggo Mortensen and a guy called Mahershala Ali, who won the Oscar a year or two ago for a movie called Moonlight. Wonderful black actor. Love the movie. I would like to see that win. I think Rami Malek will probably win Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. I think Glenn Close might win for a film not nominated for Best Picture, but a film called Wife, The Wife. She's been nominated, I think, 8 or 9 times before and never won, so I think it may be her year.
All right, John Michael. Fantastic. So we wish everybody...
You go and see Green Book.
Green Book, okay.
It is, look, everybody that sees it just loves it. I mean, it's one of those little films that came out of nowhere and it just got universal appeal. It's a lovely, lovely film.
Good on you, John Michael. All right, all the very best. I know it's going to be stinking hot in Melbourne today.
42 degrees, mate.
42, yeah. Very hot and a windy afternoon with a cool change coming later. So
yes, well, please God that won't start bushfires.
Yeah, exactly right. Enjoy the weekend, John Michael. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Mark. See you then. Bye.
Triple M across the coast, the best address in Australia. That is pride there at U2 in the name of love. The fog is lifting, the sun's coming out. Maybe a bit of cloud today as well, and the long weekend on the way. And just on that, right across the weekend on the M's, 6 packs of Aussie classics every hour. Wow. Kicking off tomorrow with the weekend What's On with Caleb and Pommy Rich, and they'll be looking at quirky Australia Day events on around the place as well. Now, we spoke to Jed this morning from the Wauchope Blues Footy Club. They got the crab races on tomorrow. And I said, are you going with the little soldier crabs? He goes, no, the muddies. So, look, he's not the crab catcher. I don't know who has the job of the crab catcher tomorrow. There also is... I think at the TPT, is their best bogan, the best dressed bogan? Gumboot throwing, yes, pie eating. It's all happening tomorrow as we celebrate what we love about this place. Okay, let's try and give away $1,000. Last chance on the wheel.
Triple M.
Lab birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's see how we go with Donna and Bob's Creek. G'day, Donna. How are you this morning, my dear? Are you looking forward to what's going to be a big day tomorrow as far as the Australia Day celebrations going? Are you going to an iconic event somewhere, Donna?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't sort of decided.
I think mud crab racing sounds good. I did one a few years ago and one got away. And you should have seen the people ducking for cover, Donna, trying to get up on chairs very quickly, because once they latch onto you, there's no coming back.
Yeah, they don't tickle.
All right, Donna, let's see if we can spin up your birthday. Thanks to Jerome and the team at 40 Winks. What number?
Number 30, please.
Number 30 for Donna. All right, come on, number 30 for Donna. Come on, number 30. It goes past. Will I have enough to come around? It's going to be close. Yeah, rotten thing. It stops on the number 2. We were so close.
Well, maybe next time.
Yeah, can't give you the cash, Donna. Look, I've got your details, I've got your phone number and stuff. End of the month, which is only a matter of days away, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win it. Enjoy the long weekend.
No worries. You too. Thanks, Johnny.
Good on you, Donna. Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. Now, here's one for today. Samantha Ryder of Gladstone is birthdaying today. Good on you, Samantha. Love comes from Mum, Dad, Rebecca and Joanna, and from us all here at Triple M. Good on you, Samantha. I'm sure Dad will spoil you today. Also, Blake Bullen is birthdaying tomorrow. Good on you, Blake. Have a good one. And people like Samantha today are sharing their birthdays. Well, she's sharing her birthday with Alicia Keys, Virginia Woolf, and one of our greatest ever Aussies, adventurer Kay Conti, born on this day, January 25. Triple M, this is Strawdy's Brekkie Show. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. Have great entertainment. Free tonight. Got you covered. And they will have you covered, definitely. Now, I know it's going to be hot. Beautiful and air-conditioned in the club. Bobby driving the bus. You'll love it. She's so fine. The easy beats. It is 18 to 9, Ray after 9 on 131 873.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads and Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
No problem with the plane on time. 10:15 departure should get you into Sydney around 20 to midday today. Mostly sunny and around 29 in Sydney today. At the moment, it's 27 with a little east to southeasterly blowing to about 13 kilometres per hour.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, here is Christy. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy, very happy Friday. We're all happy today.
I know. Long weekend is upon us. Woo!
Yeah, it is upon us. It's going to be fantastic.
It is.
And we went through this morning some of the iconic funny events that are on around the place, from crab races to thong throwing to a best-dressed bogan competition.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I know the boys will talk more about that tomorrow, Caleb and Pommy Rich, in the weekend. What's on? Yeah. What's happening today, though?
Well, the Macleay community are invited to attend a very special event and witness citizenship ceremony. So it's celebrating local winners of Australia Day Awards, including the Citizen of the Year and Community Group of the Year at the Slim Dusty Centre at 5 o'clock this afternoon. There's a free lunchtime concert at the Glass House today from 12:30 with Catherine Bright, and a Very Potter musical. So that continues tonight at 7 o'clock at Panthers. Now, I know you caught up with the cast earlier in the week, Harry Potter themed show. They're raising money for the Starlight Foundation and Accessible Adventures.
Yeah, they certainly are.
So it's a bit of a mashup of all the books. Follows Harry's second year, however, it's got like Professor Quirrell from first year. Sort of goes into the tournament from Goblet of Fire. Yeah, there's bits and pieces. There's a couple of secret surprises in there. It's character developments you wouldn't expect.
And last night they sold it out.
Oh, really?
It was sold out last night. So it's on again tonight through until the 27th. But they're just young kids. It's fantastic. And absolutely have it sold out on the opening night. Unbelievable.
Very cool. Very Potter musical. So if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Christy. Now, are you going to an event with a blow-up thong or something like that tomorrow? You know, is it for the pool and stuff like that? Have you seen those?
Yeah, they're very cool.
But knowing Michael, I bet he's got a compressor to blow it up. Does he cheat? Has he got a compressor? He's got a compressor. I knew it.
And we have a big inflatable island. It's literally called an inflatable island. You can fit like 15 people in it. So you'll see us floating down the river.
An inflatable island. That'll do me. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.
Triple M Mid-North Coast. That's it for us on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. Killer Queen. We love Queen. And, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody doing so well. I don't know if you missed John Michael earlier on, but talking about its chances for the Oscars this year. It's just such an outstanding film. So many people say they see it more than once. Talking about seeing it more than once, what about hearing it more than once? If you missed any part of the show today, you'd like to catch up, yes, just go to the webpage, Triple M Mid North Coast. Go to my page and press catch up, and you'll find that there in about 15 minutes where I can get it rendered down, and my staff have won me, and get it up on the webpage for you. Thanks for your company today, and indeed for the week. It's been great. Very, very hot again today, and please, look, we've had a shocking 12 months with our oceans. We know how hot it really is going to be over the next 3 days. If you are going to the beach, please go to a patrol beach. Please promise me you will do that. That's good. That's good. So much happening over the next few days. A reminder, the weekend What's On with Caleb and Pommy Rich on tomorrow. They'll be looking at what's happening with Australia Day celebrations around the Mid-North Coast and some of the quirky ones too. We spoke about the crab races earlier on and also the Best Dressed Bogan competition. We have some iconic events around the place. If you're on the way to the races today, the Big Queen of the North, good luck, good punting, and enjoy the day out there. Stand by, Ray after 9 on 131-873. And a reminder, Caleb in the Arvo Show has the first of the Access All Areas giveaways today. These money can't buy experiences for you, our Triple M Club members. And if you're not a member, sign up today, triplem.com.au. Someone today is either going to be off for a money can't buy experience with either the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nickelback, or Kiss. They are unbelievable prizes. And as I always say, becoming a member, we really appreciate the input into the music we play with the music jury, and we give away lots of cool stuff. So that's coming up around 20 to 3 this afternoon with Caleb. My great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Lockout on tomorrow night. Bobby driving the bus. You'll have a great time there, and it's air-conditioned. It's beautiful. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the long weekend.
That money can't.